2 months ago?
Yeah, well, I'd say it was late October.
Okay. I'd like to hear about it.
Well, I was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was asleep. And I heard this whistling noise. Can you imagine a jet in a full dive?
Yes.
Well, that's what it sounds like. And it woke me up out of a sound sleep, and I didn't turn the light on because I could pick my way through the house in the dark like I was with my blindfolded, so it didn't bother me to turn the light, keep the lights off. I looked out the bedroom window, and I saw this shape. It couldn't have been more than 60 feet off the ground because it was bending over the top of one of the pine trees across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And it was making this whistling noise, like I said. And it was hovering there. And that in itself would be possible. And so I went to the front door to get a better look at it. And I went to the front door, and I opened the front door, and I looked at it, and it was about 30, there for about 35, 40 seconds. And then it just dwindled. It just took off. No sonic boom, nothing. It just went. And, remember the old pictures of the old newsreels when they had a cannon being fired?
Yes.
The projectile going out of the cannon?
Yes.
And that's what it looked like.
Uh-huh.
That's the only thing I can think of is it would be similar to it. And it made, and as I said, it made absolutely no swooshing noise, or no side boom or anything. There's no displacement of air when it just went. But as soon as I stepped off the porch and stepped out into full view, it just... And that's when it took off.
Yes.
I mean, as long as I stood on the porch undercover, and I guess there was an intelligence in there, if it didn't see me till I moved, and then when I moved, as soon as I came out into full plain view, it took off. So I can only assume that whoever was in it didn't want to be seen. Because at that hour of the morning, he's going to be up. And let me see. It looked like two plates inverted over one another. There were no lights at all I could see.
Now, you say about 80 feet in diameter?
About 80 feet across, right.
Across, okay. And a dome underneath.
Underneath.
You have any idea of the size in relation to the total diameter of that dome?
Oh, the dome would be about... It was in the center of... I'd say about 30, 40 feet across, about half the width
uh-huh.
of the main body of the UFO.
Okay, was that dome transparent?
Like I said, it was completely black. I couldn't tell whether it was transparent.
Okay.
But I have no idea. I'm surprised my wife didn't hear it. I had to wake her up and tell her about it. Did you hear that whistling? She said, no, I didn't hear a thing. But that's what woke me up in the first place, was the whistling noise, like a plane in the dive.
Yes.
The first thing I thought was, hey, if somebody's in trouble, they're going to crash, you know? And that's why I jumped and looked out the window. There was this thing.
Approximately how long would you say that you had the thing under observation?
Well, from the window for about 15 seconds, and after I got to the front door for about 35 to 40 seconds.
Uh-huh. And then all of a minute altogether, then.
But as soon as I stepped out off the porch to get a better look at it,
uh-huh.
and I stepped out into plain view, it was gone. Snapped as quickly as I can snap my fingers. It just went. I can't say it. I can't really explain it to you. But
well, did this thing just move away, or did it just go off like snapping off a light?
No, it moved away.
It moved away, okay.
It moved away, like it got smaller.
Yeah. It just reduced itself down to nothing then.
Well, in a matter of speaking, yes, but it gave the impression of being, of gaining distance.
Yes,
it.
Uh-huh, okay. Now, about how far away would that object be from, say, your window?
Just across the street.
Just across the street.
Not more than 15 feet away. The tree that it was bending the top of was about 15 feet from the front door.
Uh-huh. Now, how about, do you have any pets?
Yes. Two dogs.
Did you notice that they were disturbed at all?
No, they were sound asleep.
They were asleep. And this thing was definitely just dark color.
There was no color to it at all, I could see, because, like I said, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. It was dark out, and there were no lights, there was no coloration to it at all. It was just a map.
Uh-huh.
But I could see black against the sky, which was not what had clouds in it, and it was sort of a grayish color. So that's why I could make out the shape of it.
And it was hovering over a group of trees?
Oh, no, it was over one tree,
one
particularly.
Tree.
And as a matter of fact, it was so close to that tree, it was bending the top of the tree over.
Okay, let me ask you this. What kind of tree was that?
Fir tree.
Regular fir tree, okay. That question might sound a little strange, but we had picked up a pattern where these objects are seen hovering over individual trees. Very large individual trees.
Well, this is a pretty big tree.
Uh-huh.
But it was so close to the ground that I could actually see the tree bending and the weight of whatever this thing was resting upon it.
Well, then you feel there was a contact between the two.
Oh, yes, there was definitely a contact between the tree and the craft.
Yeah. Okay. Then during daylight, did you take a look at that tree by any chance?
Oh, I couldn't get up to the top of it.
I mean, there was nothing showing from the ground.
No, nothing at all showing from the ground.
Right. Mm-hmm. And no sound from this thing.
Other than the initial whistling noise
right.
That woke me up in the first place.
Right. Okay. And this happened about October.
About the 29th, 28th of October.
Okay. And in Seattle?
No, I live in Grumman.
Oh, okay. So it's that county, isn't it?
Right.
Okay, is there anything you can add to that? No other witnesses?
No, I was the only one that saw it. As far as I know, nobody else mentioned it. But like I said, you know, you mentioned that you come back to somebody else and they look to you, the eyebrows go up about half an inch.
Yes.
So you... I'm not surprised that if anybody else thought it, they wouldn't mention it.
Well, we sure appreciate your calling, and if I need additional information, can I call back?
Well, yes, you can, but don't call in the afternoon or evening, because I won't be home.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, that's about it.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you very much for calling.
Sure.
Bye-bye.